Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. Now, we've got New Year's Eve upon us, haven't we? So with New Year's Eve and the celebrations in the lead up, what tends to happen is alcohol is front and center of most people's attention. Depending on your age group, this can completely be different for each of us, that's for sure. So I know when I was younger, it was, you know, much more about getting drunk and just being silly and having a crazy old time. Whereas now, being a mum of three, getting drunk is the last thing that I want to do because getting up in the morning is not okay with a hangover, and I know what it does to my body. So depending on what age group you are in, your evening will be completely different to the next person. So I wanted to touch on alcohol today, and I wanted to talk about what's safe for us living with celiac disease and what's not safe, what we need to look out for, so that when you go out and you do have a good time, you're not going to be suffering from it as far as from gluten the next day and the following days. You just might be suffering from the actual alcohol. Now, when I've talked about alcohol in the past, you guys know that I'm not a big drinker. I do enjoy the occasional drink. I probably would say I'm on the very low side of drinking compared to many people that I know and associate with. It's not something that I personally need to do to be able to let loose and have fun. I can enjoy my life without alcohol, but I do enjoy a social drink, and I do enjoy having a drink or two with my husband when he's home from work, because he works away. So we only see each other 1 week out of a fortnight. So out of 2 weeks, we only see each other for 1 week. So it's nice to just have a cheeky drink here and there when he's home. So yeah, we're all different, and there's no judgment at all. I'm not judging anyone on this. You do you. But just know that when I've talked about alcohol in the past as well, it's not ideal for us with celiac disease. We all react differently, but it does cause inflammation. So obviously, if your body's still healing, then it's not the best thing for you to be consuming. But if you've been living with celiac disease for quite some time now, and you're on top of your eating and the way that you feel, and you're feeling good, then it's probably okay to just enjoy an occasional drink and, you know, make it that relaxed part of your lifestyle, not something to stress over and not something to feel guilty about. Because one of the things that I teach with my clients is to not feel guilt about the things that we consume, because that eats away at us. When we take away that guilt and we just appreciate the things that we have in our life, it makes us feel so much better, not only mentally, but also physically within our body. So very important to enjoy our things that we have, whether that be food, whether that be, you know, drinks, whether that be, I don't know, TV shows that you enjoy, anything, all of those things, it's got to be guilt-free. So take it from me, no judgment whatsoever. But I wanted to share this episode because it is a question that I do get quite often, is which alcohols are safe. And I see there's a lot of confusion online in the celiac world space online, and I just wanted to cover it off, because if you're planning on having a few bevvies this holiday season, then let's make sure we do it safely, okay guys? All right, so let's jump straight into it. What do we need to avoid? So the first one is really easy. This is super, super easy for us, and it's beer. So we have to avoid beer at all costs when it comes to normal beer, because it's normally made from grains that are gluten. So we definitely need to be avoiding beer, but we're very lucky because there are gluten-free options. And any company that's out there making gluten-free beer, they're labeling that for us because they're making that beer for us. So it's very, very well labeled, very easy to find. And like anything, it's a little bit more expensive than your standard beers, but that's okay. If you want to enjoy a, you know, nice gluten-free beer, then this is perfect for you because it's super easy. It's safe. It's bottled or canned. It hasn't had any chance of being cross-contaminated with anything else. And we don't need to worry that we're going to get sick from it. So yes, gluten-free beer can be really nice to enjoy. I actually had one with my meal the other night. It was a beautiful, balmy night. And we had a delicious meal that we ate outside. And I felt like I was on holiday. So I was sitting there staring at our palm trees in our backyard and enjoying the beautiful balmy weather and just had a really nice gluten-free beer with my meal. And that was enough just to make me feel, you know, good and whatever. So, you know, no stress, no guilt whatsoever. So, yeah, definitely a good option for us as far as, you know, looking for an alcoholic option. So the next thing to look out for is any flavoured hard cider. So cider is generally safe, but flavoured hard cider containing malt. So malt we need to look out for. So that's definitely one to be wary of. Flavoured spirits are also something that you need to look out for. So the flavouring can be made from gluten, so we do need to be careful of that because that's generally added after the distillation process. So we do need to make sure that we're very careful when we're drinking flavoured spirits and ask the questions, find out whether they're safe or not. Flavoured wine coolers containing malt or hydrolyzed wheat protein are another one that we cannot drink, so we need to look out for those. And then ouzo. So ouzo sometimes contains gluten-containing grains, and they're basically added after the distillation process. And then you've also got sake or rice wine made with barley malt, so we can't have those. So these are the main ones that we need to look out for. But when we're looking for an alcoholic beverage that is safe, that, you know, we don't need to stress over and we can feel a little bit normal and order without asking 100 questions, we are quite lucky. Okay, there's quite a few options. So my favourite drink at the moment is gin and tonic. I find that gin and tonic's really nice to drink and it's just one of those, I never used to like it, but as I'm aging, my tastes have changed. When I was younger, vodka was my drink, and now I just go, ew, I'm just not a fan of vodka anymore. So, but we can drink vodka. So if you want to have vodka, you can have it. Like I said before, just make sure you don't have anything that's got the flavouring in it. So that's the main thing we just need to look out for is when they add flavourings to spirits. So vodka, gin, whiskey, brandy, rum, and tequila are gluten-free. Even, get this guys, even when made with gluten. So what happens is the proteins from the gluten are removed due to the distillation process. So that's where we're kind of lucky, I guess. It's a little bit confusing because if we don't have our heads around this, this is where we go, oh my God, it's had gluten in it and it's not, you know, it's not safe for us, but it is. So I'm just going to touch on those again for you. So vodka, gin, whiskey, brandy, rum, and tequila are gluten-free even when made with gluten. Okay. So it's actually that process of the distillation that removes the gluten. Whereas that doesn't happen with beer because beer isn't distilled. It's not made the same way as what these spirits are. So when we are talking about the beer, that's where we need to make sure we're looking for the gluten-free options. Okay. So I really hope that that helps you guys to understand what we need to look for with alcohol. So if you were, say, going out with a group of friends, you could have something. Just say you do like vodka. I would recommend that you get it, say, vodka and soda and maybe a dash of lemon or lime. And that way you're not getting all the extra sugar from, say, lemonade. Or, you know, have cranberry juice in every other drink because that cranberry juice is going to add in some extra health benefits while you're drinking your alcohol. So, you know, make sure that when you do order your drinks, you know what you're looking for, you know that your options are safe, and you'll be able to enjoy your evening and you'll be able to enjoy the weeks to come afterwards as well. You won't have to ruin your holiday period because you're not only hungover, but you're also glutened as well, because we definitely don't want that, do we? So As with anything, moderation, definitely highly recommend moderation. If you have children like me, good luck to you if you have a hangover, because no one wants to deal with children the next day when you're hungover. And the best thing that you can do is drink water as well between every, if you're going to have multiple drinks, have an alcoholic drink, then drink water afterwards. So alcohol, water, and alternate it up like that. That does definitely make a difference to how you feel as well. So I'm not for alcohol. I'm not against alcohol. I just believe in moderation. I believe in doing what's right for you and what's right for your body. This is the Healthy Celiac Podcast, and I'm not all for one thing and not for the other. I'm all for balance, and I'm all for teaching you how to live your best life and how to make sure that you're doing what's best for your unique body. So just remember that it's all about what works for you. Okay, so we all have celiac disease, yes, but we all have different interests, we all have different needs, and we all have different bodies at the end of the day. What works for one person may not work for the next. So learn what works for your body. It might be one drink and you're done. It might be two drinks and that's your limit. Or it might just mean you need to space your drinks out over a longer period of time. So do what's best for you. And if you don't want to drink at all, brilliant. Hats off to you. That's an excellent choice as well. But if you ever get faced with you just want to have a drink here or there, then you can. Oh, I didn't mention wine. So wine as well is safe. So we can have any wines, they're fine. So whether you have red wine, white wine, rosé, they are all perfectly safe as well. So yeah, champagne too. Let's put that in that category. So yeah, your wines and your champagnes are safe as well. So we can enjoy those in moderation. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you guys today with that episode. So I hope that helps you, and I hope that you have an absolutely wonderful New Year's Eve, and I really look forward to talking to you guys in the new year. So please be safe, enjoy the night, let's say farewell to 2021, and let's bring in 2022 with a bang and just really enjoy ourselves and live our very best lives. So thank you so much for tuning in, guys, and I'll talk to you next year. All right, bye. If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.